Copy fail Linux bug allows easy root access. Every kernel update cycle just got compressed. The flaw sits in copy routines that hit almost every file operation, meaning container escapes become trivial on shared hosts. Cloud providers will now accelerate their shift to user space drivers and unikernels to contain the blast radius. Enterprise teams without automated patching pipelines face a wave of emergency change windows before attackers script this into their toolkits within weeks. Hackers exploit critical cPanel authentication bypass. Millions of shared hosting accounts now sit exposed because the bypass targets the exact auth flow every reseller panel relies on. Expect a surge in defacements and data exfiltration over the next month as exploits go public. Hosting providers that haven't segmented their control planes will lose customers to platforms promising air-gapped admin access, shifting market share towards specialized secure hosts within the next year. Daemon Tools supply chain attack deploys backdoors. Once a vendor binary is trusted, months of undetected tampering become trivial. Security leads at firms still deploying Daemon tools will now implement hash verification on every installer pull, or watch their endpoints get silently owned in follow-on campaigns. The pressure will shift budgets away from convenience tools toward lockdown image management suites within 18 months. North Korean group hits gaming platform with malware. North Korean operators choosing a gaming platform shows they are expanding beyond typical financial targets into user devices at scale. Studio teams that embed SquareGame.net or similar services must now isolate update channels or risk widespread credential theft across their player bases. This pattern will push mid-tier game companies to adopt mandatory code review gates for all external dependencies within the next 2 quarters. Palo Alto PANOS vulnerability under active attack. Patch deployment rates for PANOS dropped below 40% in the first 48 hours of disclosure. That gap hands attackers a widening window to exfiltrate credentials across enterprise edges. CISOs must now accelerate segmentation projects or risk seeing lateral movement costs spike by year end. Smaller firms relying on managed service providers face the steepest climb since those vendors cannot prioritize every client simultaneously. Expect breach notifications to cluster around Q2 once initial footholds mature into data sales. Instructure breach exposes student personal data. Parents checking student portals this week have no way to know if their child's data already sits with shiny hunters. The breach timing aligns with back-to-school enrollment spikes, amplifying exposure for K-12 districts still recovering from prior incidents. This forces state education departments to mandate third-party audits on all edtech vendors or absorb rising identity theft claims through their own budgets. University systems should expect similar targeting next quarter as groups test the resale value of those records. Healthcare data sharing with ad tech halted. State officials just pulled the plug on a data pipeline that ad platforms counted on for audience segmentation. The pause hits hardest for insurers, who built bidding models around race and income signals from exchange enrollees. Watch Medicaid managed care organizations scramble to replace those inputs with less precise proxies or see marketing efficiency drop inside 12 months. Expect their customer acquisition costs to rise accordingly over the next 2 quarters. ARM data center segment poised for top spot. Server royalties already outpace smartphone licensing in growth rate for the first time. That trajectory pushes traditional mobile partners to renegotiate royalty floors before data center volume swamps their margins. Hyperscalers gain leverage since they can now threaten in-house designs if pricing accelerates too fast. Chip designers without cloud exposure lose design wins next year as custom silicon projects ramp. Older Fire TV devices lose HBO Max support. Millions of older units now sit without access to one of the biggest streaming libraries. the transition funnels owners toward newer hardware purchases, yet the bigger ripple hits app makers who must stretch thin engineering teams across more OS versions for the next 18 months. Roku stands to gain the most as frustrated users shop alternatives before Black Friday. Expect support costs at Warner Bros. Discovery to climb when legacy viewers demand workarounds. Dell XPS 16 2026 earns strong reviews. Reviewers single out the keyboard and thermals as finally competitive again after years of trade-offs. The bigger story sits in how this spec sheet pressures Lenovo and HP to refresh their own high-end lines before the back-to-school cycle next summer. Enterprise buyers who skipped XPS for reliability reasons now have fresh benchmarks to justify switching back. This performance recovery may slow the recent migration toward MacBook Pros in creative studios. Watch the order volumes in Dell's commercial channel through March. Microsoft tests speed boost for Windows apps. Early builds cut launch times for several common productivity tools by more than 40%. The real test comes when enterprises push these changes into locked-down environments where security policies often override performance tweaks. IT departments will now face pressure to validate the feature quickly or explain slower machines to end users. That validation window could delay broader rollout past the next feature update. Watch how third-party security vendors respond when their tools lose priority in the boot sequence. Automakers face quantum security deadline by 2029. Most suppliers still lack even a basic inventory of where their current encryption sits across vehicle subsystems. The 2029 date forces Tier 1 vendors like Bosch to lock in post-quantum standards or risk losing bids on upcoming electric platforms. Carmakers without internal crypto teams will pay premiums for certified modules that meet the new bar. Smaller brands may delay certain connected car features until the tech matures. Contract negotiations among suppliers will reflect that readiness gap starting next quarter.